हम तो के बात कर रहे हैं
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, Dr. Saab. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You can hear now?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. You can start now, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما واستغفر الله إن الله كان غفورا رحيما ولا تجادل عن الذين يختانون أنفسهم إن الله لا يحب من كان خوانا أثيما. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate, we have sent down the scripture to you, Prophet, with the truth, so that you can judge between people in accordance with what Allah has shown to you. And do not be an advocate for the deceitful. And seek Allah's forgiveness. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Do not plead for those who are dishonest to themselves. Surely Allah does not like anyone who is deceitful, sinful. So in the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Do not be feeble or weak in pursuing these people. There was a tension that was going on at that time. There were people who were
they can hear you.
Hello, hello.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yeah, we can hear you now, Doctor.
Yes.
Okay.
So, in Medina, because of the situation that was at that time, some of the disbelievers and as well as the munafiqeen were creating difficulties and problems. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the previous section that you should be alert and conscious and let not your enemies create difficulties for you. You must always be able to defend yourself. So he said, wala, that is, la tahinu fi ibtigha' al-qawm. Do not become feeble and weak and lose your courage in dealing with those people. If there are difficulties for you, there are difficulties also for them. But you hope from Allah, but they do not hope. So the point is that you always be conscious of what your people who are against you, what they are doing, be conscious of that. Now it is mentioned in this section that you also must follow whatever is right. So in dealing with the enemies, don't become unjust yourself. And the Quran says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that is, اَعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Let not the animosity of some people towards you make you to do injustice to them. Be just, that is closer to piety. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding again, say, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ. We have sent down the scripture, the book, to you, O Prophet, in truth, so you judge between the people in accordance with what Allah has shown you, and do not become an advocate for the deceitful. The commentators of the Quran, they mention a story, and they say this is behind these ayat that were revealed. They say at that time, there was an Ansari, someone from the people of Ansar, from the people of Medina. He, of course, he claimed to be Muslim, but someone accused him, and somebody said that he has stolen one of the armors, that is the coat of arms. That he has taken his armor and he has stolen that. And so he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he mentioned that. The Prophet ﷺ called him, and the name of the person is Tu'ma, Tu'ma ibn Ubariq, from the tribe of Zafar. And he was a Medinian, he was from the people of Medina, but he was from among the Muslims. So a Muslim took the property, a Muslim was accused that he has taken the property of another Muslim. Came to the Prophet ﷺ for judgment. So Prophet ﷺ asked Tu'ma, did you do that? He said, no, I did not do that. So he, the Prophet ﷺ said, we are going to have investigation. We'll find out more about that and send some people to search your house. So what he did, he this armor that he had hidden it in a sack of flowers. And he took that armor and quietly he put it in his neighbor house, and the neighbor was a Jewish person. So he put in a Jewish neighbor's house, and when they came to investigate, he said, it's not here. Maybe you can look at my neighbor's house. So he pointed towards the Jewish person. And the Jewish person was called, and he was asked, have you stolen that armor? And he said, no, I have not. I have not even seen it. I have no idea about it. So they found that it was in a Jewish person's house. The armor was there. So the family of Tu'ma and his family said, they were not telling us. What are we not telling you? That this is the case. We did not steal it. They accused that person. And the Jewish person saying, I don't know. I have nothing. I can swear. I have nothing. It is. You found it in my house, but I did not steal it. So he was going to be punished almost. His hand to be cut because of it stolen something. And the man was saying, I did not do it. So here Thomas' family and Thomas' tribe people, they came and they said, you trust this disbeliever or you trust a believer, Muslim? Muslim saying that I did not do it. The Jewish person is saying I did not do it. Whom you trust more? So actually it was a difficult situation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet is the messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Actually, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself said, look at more. So they found out that the flower that was, some of the flower, traces of the flower were on the armor. And the same flower was in Tu'mah's house. So there was some kind of a link between Tu'mah's house and the Jewish person's house. So there is, like, it might have been a Tu'mah's place and then it was there. So when they found out about that, they said that Tu'mah is the one who has done that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet. So the point is that even though a person is Jewish, not a Muslim, but justice has to be done to all people. You cannot do injustice to anybody because simply he has a different person's belief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took several ayat here, and those ayat explaining that what should be the position of Prophet, what should be the position of the Muslim community. That you must be doing justice to all people. Simply because a person is not Muslim, you cannot say that this person is wrong and a Muslim is right. A Muslim might be also sometimes do something wrong and say something wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haq li tahkuma bayna an-nas bima araka Allah. We send down the book to you, O Prophet, so that you make the judgment between the people according to what Allah has shown you. That means according to the book of Allah. And do not become an advocate, a supporter of cheating people, of the people who are deceitful, people who make fraud. Don't become an advocate for them. And istaghfirullah. Although here is addressing to the Prophet ﷺ, but actually addressing the community. Because the Prophet was a judge, and the judge is based, make decision based on the evidence. And whosoever present the evidence, that will be done. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah kana ghafura rahima. And addressing the Prophet, but actually addressing the people of Thomas' family, وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not stand in support or advocate. Do not plead for those who do wrong to their own self. The people who make cheating and wrong, do not stand in their support. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا. Allah does not like the cheatful people, the deceitful people, and sinful people. So committing cheating and deceit, stealing, this is a sin. And do not stand as a supporter for those people. So in a sense, telling to his tribe that because he is from your tribe, does not mean. That's what people do sometimes, even now. If somebody is from my tribe, I'll support that person. I'll stand for that person. And if somebody is from another one, I don't care. Allah does not like that. Allah does not love those who do that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ جَادَلْتُمْ عَنْهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فَمَنْ يُجَادِلُ اللَّهَ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمَّنْ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا. They seek to hide from the people, but they cannot hide from Allah. He is with them when they conspire by night, saying that which would not please Allah. Allah is fully aware of everything they do. There you are, pleading on their behalf in this life, but who would plead on their behalf with Allah on the Day of Judgment? Or who will be their defender? So Allah says that these people sat down in private and they made it a conspiracy that they will hide this in order to protect their brother, in order to protect their tribe man. But actually Allah knows everything. They can hide from people. They can sit down quietly to plan something, but they cannot hide from Allah. They're trying to hide from people, but they don't They cannot hide from Allah. And Allah knows everything. Allah is with them. When they say things that are not proper, correct, and Allah is, everything that you do, Allah is surrounding it. Allah, inna kana Allahu bima ya'maluna muhita. Allah is fully aware of everything that they do. Then Allah said, ha antum ha'ula, you are those people, and you Muslims, you are doing that, you are defending, you are standing with those, for pleading for those people in this life. But who will do that on the Day of Judgment in front of Allah? فَمَنْ يُجَادِلُ اللَّهَ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمَّنْ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. And who is come as their wakil, as their supporter on the Day of Judgment? So be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always speak the truth and always defend the truth. Do not defend the wrong and the wrongdoers. So that is a very important and powerful message that was given at that time, and there was tension between Muslims and non-Muslims at that difficult time when Muslims were attacked by others. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, still you have to stand. Your moral standard must be high. You do not become like them in your standard, because, I mean, they are, the enemies are doing that. And you know, in the previous ayat, we have discussed that. The enemies are attacking you right and left, they're creating problems for you, but still, as far as khiyana is concerned, as far as cheating is concerned, don't defend that. Don't stand for that. So you should be honest and your standards must be right. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجْدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ إِثْمًا فَإِنَّمَا يَكْسِبُهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيَّةً أَوْ إِثْمًا ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Whosoever does any evil or wrongs his own soul and then ask Allah for forgiveness, he will find Allah most forgiving, merciful. And whoever commits a sin, commits it against his own soul. And Allah is all-knowing, wise. And whosoever commits an offense or a sin, and then he casts it upon one who is innocent, he bears the guilt of a slander and a clear sin. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have done something wrong, you repent and ask Allah's forgiveness. And whatever wrong a person has done, the door of repentance is open. So ask Allah to forgive you, first of all, and there are three things that you should do. First of all, regret what you have done. Second thing is, don't pledge and promise that you are not going to do that again. And third thing is, ask Allah's forgiveness. And if you do that, yajidillaha ghafura rahima, if there is sincere repentance, Allah will forgive. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, Allah forgive all things. But if somebody is doing something wrong, he is doing wrong to his own soul. وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ إِثْمًا فَإِنَّمَا يَكْسِبُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. Every person should know inside what is right and what is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a conscience, and the conscience tells us whether something was right or something was wrong. So if somebody has done something wrong, he has done wrong to his own soul. First thing is your own soul, before everything else, before the society and other person, all of this. It's against your own soul. كَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah knows everything. Allah is wise. And then Allah says, وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيَّةً أَوْ إِثْمًا. If somebody makes a mistake and somebody commits a sin and then throw the blame on somebody else who was innocent, that is a buhtan. That is slander. And that is a big sin. So always, if somebody has done something wrong, repent. Ask Allah's forgiveness. But if somebody does wrong and say, I have not done it, somebody else did it, put the blame on somebody else who is innocent. And you know his person is innocent. Just in the case of Thoma himself did that, but he put the blame on the Jewish neighbor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do something like that, احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. This is a big slander. And this is a very clear sin. So it is the moral standard of Islam, the moral standard of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad is very clear in this matter. People may have different opinion in different ways in the society, but that's not what Islamic position. Islamic position is that you should be straight and you should be straightforward in all situations, whether you are dealing with believers or non-believers, whether you believe we are dealing with Muslims or non-Muslims. ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهم الطائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يضرونك من شيء فأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. And were it not for Allah's bounty and His mercy to you, a party of them would have tried to mislead you. But they would only mislead themselves, and they can do no harm in the least to you. And they can do to you no harm in the least. Allah has sent down to you scripture and wisdom and taught you what you did not know, and Allah's bounty to you is great indeed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet and saying that if you, Allah's bounty and mercy was not with you, you would have been misled by these people because they were trying to mislead the Prophet sallallahu. A group of them, that is Tu'ma and his tribe, they were trying to say to the Prophet, our man is innocent, punish this other person. And the Prophet might have been, in because of the argument that they were giving, might have accepted that. You know, the Prophet said in one of the hadith, innama ana bashar. In another hadith, it mentioned that, innama ana bashar, I'm a human being. Sometime two people come, they bring their case to me, they are in dispute and they bring their case to me, and one of them speaks better. One of them is very articulate. He has a good lawyer. And then he says, that this belonged to me, even though it doesn't belong to him. And I might give judgment for that. Because the way he presents the other person who is right, but still he's not able to speak, he's not able to say, then that can give convincing argument. So the Prophet said, if I give him something which is not his, if I give him, I'm giving him a piece of hell. Even though he's getting it from the Qadi, but because it is not right, it is not his. He cannot keep it simply because the judgment is like that. So our ulama say, Qada ul Qadi la yuharrimu halalan wala yuhillu la yuhillu haraman wala yuharrimu halalan. The judgment of a judge does not make a haram halal or a halal haram. What is not yours, actually, simply because the judge has given you, is not yours. So it is important, one has to be very careful in that. Because justice is justice. Sometimes people judge may know, sometimes the judge may not know. Judge tries his best to make a judgment. Normally, judges are supposed to do that. They have to be fair and they have to be just. But sometimes a person might be confused, misled. But that doesn't mean that now you think it's okay. So it is that is say, عَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Allah has told you what you did not know, because the Prophet ﷺ, Allah says in the very first revelation that came to the Prophet ﷺ, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Allah taught him what he did not know. Allah is teaching us what we did not know. That's what the Quran is. Open the vistas of knowledge. Open the ways of knowledge. So Allah has taught us in the Quran what we did not know and what we had no way to know. So it is important to recognize that. And this is the bounty of Allah. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Allah's bounty upon you is great. So be conscious of that always. So it is, Allah says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Had it not been by the bounty of Allah and His mercy, some people would have misled you, given you wrong information and take wrong judgment from you. But they are doing wrong to their own selves because they know it. وَمَا يَضُرُّونَكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And the Prophet is not going to be harmed because the Prophet is very sincerely in a fair manner making a decision between the people. So people have to be careful what are they presenting to the Prophet. And Allah has أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Allah has given you the book and wisdom. So Prophet was told to teach people wisdom. Allah has given one of the functions of the Prophet is to teach them, يُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, to teach them the book and wisdom. Wisdom also comes from Allah. The wisdom of the Prophet that you have it in his sunnah, it also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnah, as our ulama say, that is wahy matlu and wahy ghair matlu. There is wahy that is we recite. This is in the Quran. But there is a wahy that we don't recite. And that is the hadith of the Prophet. We of course read it and understand, but we don't do the tilawa of it. So that is the wahy ghair matlu. And that is also wahy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we have to make sure that it is authentic, it is true. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him both wisdom, book and wisdom, Quran and Sunnah. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Taught you what you did not know. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. And then furthermore, because this was a very important issue, so you have several ayat talking about it. Allah says, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. There is no good in most of their secret conferring except for him who enjoins charity, kindness, or reconciliation between people. And whosoever does that, seeking to please Allah, we shall give him great reward. But whosoever opposes the messenger after guidance has become clear to him and follows a way other than that of the believers, we shall turn him wheresoever he turns. And we shall burn him in hell, and that is an evil end. So people, I mean, Najwa is secret whispering, planning that people may do sometimes. And that will be something good or something bad. So Najwa, if it is done to plot something harm, something wrong, something sinful, Najwa is wrong. Najwa means whispering, talking secretly. So secret talks, if they are for the purpose of Sadaqah, ma'roof, or islah bain an-nas. Somebody quietly say, let us help this family, let us help this person. Alhamdulillah, that's good, nothing wrong with that. Or something else, let us tell the people, do this thing. Ma'roof, kindness, good thing. Or islah bain an-nas, bringing reconciliation between the people who are fighting and who have argument among themselves. So if you go to one party, talk to them, and you go to another party, talk to them, and that is the purpose. So they say, we have been confidentially discussing that. Islam does not forbid that. Actually, it is good. But if people go and have secret negotiation, discussion to do wrong, commit sin, and plot against somebody, then of course, there is no khair in it. La khaira fi kaseer min najwa. A lot of secret talks have no good in them. Except those who do that for sadaqah, ma'roof, or islah. Sadaqah is act of charity, ma'roof is the act of kindness, and islah is act of peace and reconciliation. If people sit down, have discussion, quiet discussion, confidential discussion to peace, to bring peace, alhamdulillah, There is nothing wrong with that. But sitting down and having secret discussion, whispering into the ears of other people to plot an evil plot, conspiracy, that is forbidden. And those who do that, that is, they do sadaqa, ma'roof, and islah bain an-nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them great reward. But those who oppose the Prophet, after guidance has become clear to them, they know what is right, what is wrong, but still they oppose the Prophet because of their own personal interest or the interest of their tribe and all those things, and follow the way other than the way of the believers. Allah says, I will leave them into that. Nawallihi ma tawalla. Do whatever you want. Because in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not force people to do right thing. This world is the world of freedom. But judgment will come on the akhirah. So here, if somebody follows that way, nawallihi ma tawalla, we give him that, whatever he wants to do. وَنُصْلِهِ jahannam, and then we shall burn him in hell. وَسَاءَتْ masira, and that is a very terrible place. That is a very terrible end, evil end. So here it is mentioned that this person, Turma, in the report comes that after he saw what happened, instead of repenting, instead of seeking Allah's forgiveness and admitting his mistake, what he did, he left Medina. And he went to Mecca, joined the Kuffar against the Prophet. So that's what Allah says there. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. The one who opposes the Prophet after clear guidance has come to you and follow the way other than the ways of the believers. نُوَلَّهِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ. Okay. So that's the route that you have accepted. That's the way you went. Go that way. But Allah, you are going to come back to Allah. There the day of judgment is going to take place. وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And we give him the place in hell. And that is an evil destination. So may Allah save us from that. So here you have several ayat. And these ayat are dealing with an important subject in the context of all these difficulties and challenges and the attack that were coming from the non-believer side. It's still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling believers that you follow your standard, moral and ethical standard that you have. Then don't succumb to wrong thing. If somebody does something and accuses somebody else, that's not the Islamic way. Islamic way is if you make mistake, admit your mistake. And if you, of course, if you have not done that, then you stand vigorously defend yourself. You have not done that. Because eventually every mistake is zulm your own self, against your own self. You do wrong to your own self because doing wrong to somebody else. That is what I say. ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. He did wrong to his own self. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we follow the right path in every situation, whether it is easy situation or difficult situation. In every situation, we follow the right path. And in this way, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring success in this life and in the life to come. All right, so we'll take any questions. I'm sorry for some difficulty that we had in the communication. I hope our audience were able to hear the message. But it's okay, Brother Kaleem?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair, Dr. Siddiqui. I hope this technical issues is resolved. I don't know. It never happened before, but it seems like there is some Zoom-related technical issues, I guess. Yeah. So, Dr. Saab, it was pleasure seeing you yesterday. And also, it is a very, like you said, it is a very, very important section we studied, especially like we could bring it Islamophobia in perspective also, regardless how much negativity they portray against Muslim, but the Muslim character has to be top of the line when it comes to business ethics, integrity, whether it is job, wherever they are doing, performance, hard work, insincerity. I mean, this section really gives you a strength that regardless what the circumstances may be, you live up to the standards which Allah has taught us through our great example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is very, very sad to see this companion who decided to not to listen to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and went back to Mecca. It is really very, very sad. May Allah keep us safe.
Very difficult for the people.
Right.
One family, the tribe that were standing. But alhamdulillah, the tribe did not change. Only this person left the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and went left from Medina.
Darsa, was there any punishment to that tribe, or they just Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did some counseling to them afterwards?
I'm sure that all these ayat are counseling.
Yeah.
I'm telling them that they should change. That is not because of my tribe, my people. Right. So that is the impression. That's why you have this one incident has taken 6, 7, 8 ayat.
Yes. But there was no punishment. Allah forgave them.
Allah says that if you repent and connect to yourself, Allah will forgive you.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Siddhi.
The person was not, everything was found. So neither Torma was punished nor anybody else, but Torma unfortunately took a wrong turn. Got very upset, very angry.
Okay. So if Qazi, for example, as you said, due to misleading statement, if Qazi made decision, wrong decision, what will be his position on the day of judgment that he made a wrong decision due to his mistake or unknowingly, or is he liable for that or no?
Who?
Qazi. Qazi
has made a judgment because Qazi can make a mistake too.
Yes.
As long as he has done. You know, there are three types of qadi that the hadith of the Prophet said.
Yeah.
A qadi who does not know, and he make a judgment without knowledge. A qadi who knows, but he makes the wrong judgment.
I see.
Uh-huh. The third qadi is the one who knows and he makes the right judgment. The Prophet said, two of them will go to hell, one of them will go to Jannah.
I see.
He does not know and by ignorance make a decision. That's wrong, of course. That will be punishment. If a qadi knows, but he makes a wrong decision simply because of partiality, because of his own bias.
I see.
Of course, that's wrong.
But the knowledge is only based on what evidence he has, so that may still be the wrong decision, though.
Yes. I mean, the lawyer thinks that, well, whatever he says is, I'm going to, my job is to defend you. I mean,
if the judge is going with the evidence that he has, and based on that evidence, he make a decision, which is a wrong decision, but it's based on that evidence. I mean, he's basically forgiven, right? Because he did not know. He know, but he knew what was presented.
Allah knows the intentions of the people. The real thing, if somebody did not know, and trying to understand the situation, sometimes the cases are confusing and you may not know. If you do not know and what is the real case and you are trying your best, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at your intention and look your action in that way. Because He is the one who knows everything. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. He said that people may hide things from the people, but cannot hide from Allah. Allah is there. Allah is with us all the time. He knows everything that we say, everything that we do.
Sister had a question.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Siddiqui. How are you?
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Yes. I mean, what we discussed today, I remember there is a similar ayat in Surah Hud, which translation is like, don't be inclined towards the wrongdoers. Yeah. So this is what we see in today's life too, like among the families, though some of the family members know that one of them has been wronged by other, they choose to remain quiet because they have their own financial interest. So would you like to comment on that, please? Jazakallah.
Asakitwan il haqqa shaitanun akhras. The hadith of the person said, if you know the truth, but you keep quiet, this is like a dumb shaitan. So, I mean, one has to, within the capacity, man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyiru bi yadihi, wa man fa illam yastati' fa bi lisanihi, wa illam yastati' fa bi qalbihi. If you see something wrong, try to correct it. If you cannot correct it, then speak against it. If you cannot do that because of in circumstances wherever you are, then it says at least don't accept it in your heart. And you say,
I always remember this hadith. Yeah, yes, that's very right. Thank you.
Dr. Sahab, I want to add a couple more.
We are going to be judged according to our capacity, according to the possibilities in which we are. Those who have more power and more possibilities, they are going to be responsible more.
I wanted to add a couple more observation. I find it the intelligence capability of Sahaba to investigate that case and determine the possibility of the particles of the flower of the other Muslim defendant was determined. So in other words, they were very thorough in the investigation. So mashallah, so it really is something to remember how thorough we have to do when it comes to investigation. The other comment I wanted to add that in the family life, like the sister already mentioned, there are many, many circumstances where information is not given like it should be, and wrong decisions are made, and it really impact the family life. So we should learn from this section very well, inshallah.
Yeah. And there are many incidents like that where non-Muslims living in Darul Islam, they were given fair treatment whenever they were any, Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, a Jewish person brought a case against him, and he was called by the Qadi, come and stand. And when the Qadi said to him, to Ali Radhana, sit down, he said, but the other person, you didn't ask him to sit down. So you have to be fair. So he kept standing. And that shows that fairness. The judgments were given very often by the judges, even against the ruling authority. But today, the situation is very different. The judges are giving judgments because the pressure, political pressure that come upon them. And then people are brought to the gallows. As you know, the 12 people in Egypt are sentenced to death. All because of the political decision, political maneuvering of the government. So that's a terrible thing that is happening.
Yes. So there are so many people are in prison because of the false, not having a good attorney, or the other side has a very good attorney, they are connected, and injustices are happening. This is really
even the Supreme Courts are giving horrible judgments. Courts of the country. So, in Allah il mushtaka, so Allah is the complaint.
besides their attorney, the people who are witnessing, they are giving the wrong witness too at the same time.
Yeah.
So, it's not only lawyers, but people who are testifying that one.
Hmm. It has become a profession. Yeah. Brother saying that it's not attorneys, it is not judges, even witnesses are false witnesses. You are coming and testifying and say, I'm telling the truth and nothing but the truth and all the truth, but it is all fake, all falsehood, unfortunately. That's the problem. People are swearing in the name of God, on the Bible, on the Quran, and saying false statement. So that is the horrible thing. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting at one time and he was saying that do not make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not do this. And then after that he said, and be aware of false testimony. And he repeated that, Allah wa shahadatu zur, Allah wa shahadatu zur, Allah wa shahadatu zur, kept on repeating until the Sahaba, out of concern for the Prophet, said, yes, we heard it, Ya Rasulullah. Yes, we heard it, Ya Rasulullah. Because Rasulullah was, he was reclining and he sat up, emphasizing this point. Be aware of the false testimony. Be aware of the false testimony. It's a horrible thing to have false testimony.
Lord Sahib, are you in the masjid today? Your background is different.
Yes, I'm in the hall.
In the conference room, mashallah. I heard Brother Abdul Wahab voice too.
Yeah, audience here. They started doing it in the masjid, alhamdulillah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. JazakAllah.
So may Allah bless you. Inshallah, tomorrow is the day of Arafah. It's a very beautiful day, very, very important day, the day of great value and great virtue. Please, if you can fast on that day. It is, of course, nafl fasting. And there's a great reward in fasting on the day of Arafah. Because day of Arafah is the main day of Hajj. And then also make dua. For the dua of the people of Arafah in the Arafah. That is very, very important. But wherever we are, so Arafah is the day and Arafah is also the place. So we can take advantage of this day and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us.
Amen.
Bless all the Hujjaj who have gone there. A very small number. We are told that only about 65,000 people are there. And only for those who are in the country, in Saudi Arabia, not from outside. Even those in the country, when they asked them to apply, more than 500,000 people applied, but out of them only 65 actually chosen. So it is very restricted, very limited. A lot of people longing to perform Hajj, and they could not do that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties.
Amen.
And allow for the people to make Hajj and benefit from this great opportunity. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'a al-abrar. Rabbi ighfir warhamhu wa anta khairur rahimin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. So Eid Mubarak also in advance. May Allah bless you.
To you, Dr. Sahib.
Eid Mubarak to you, Dr. Siddiqui, as well. You are such a blessing for the Muslim community here. May Allah give you long life, prosperity, and health. JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. JazakAllah khair.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brothers.